Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty crazy week start off for me. I am now rearranged my area to another room. I have a proper cafeteria, so I'm not here. So I will say this. I was eating some meat this morning. Let's see, where was that? Did I see it say moon wobble? Well, yeah, this is in tech times, y'all. And I think this affects everyone. So, like, literally, NASA's warning of massive flooding due to moon wobble. Now, July 15th, NASA is warning about an upcoming catastrophe due in the next decade if their projections are correct. According to the recent research, the moon is going to wobble in its orbit in the 2030s, leading to a massive flood devastating coastal areas. The wobble will also cause a further rise in sea levels alongside extreme low and high tides. The research, which is published in the journal Nature, says that the cities along the world's coastal lines are going to be the flood day. Multiple coastal regions in the U.S. is going to be most affected. Now, what this means is that if you live in the east, midwest, or southern eastern United States, you'll need to prepare for the inevitable. However, NASA Chief Bill Nelson said that the agency is doing what it can to provide help in planning and protection. You see their sea-level change team. Hamilton wobble is nothing new. It's not a very huge phenomenon either, so your horses with those doomsday claims, of course. Now, according to the agency, the moon wobbles in its orbit every 18 and a half years, and if you paid attention to science class as a kid, you would know that the moon orbit affects tides. Now, NASA said that the moon is in a so-called wobbling cycle, and it's said to happen again in the mid-2030s. God, what was there? About flooding all at once is the least of the coastal community's worries, said an assistant professor at the University of Hawaii and the NASA studies lead author. Says that the water slowly seeping in can become a public health issue. Just think about it. Pools of stagnant water popping up everywhere could be a haven for something like mosquito infestation. This could then lead to potential dengue outbreak. Now, a flood of such a massive magnitude happening 10 or 15 times a month could also render businesses non-operational because facilities such as underground parking lots would be underwater. Now, extremely bad things, people are still underestimating how powerful the moon's gravitational pull is. That pull is the little reason why we have low tides and high tides. But NASA's projection of the moon's wobble will cause those tides to be pretty extreme. Now, see the moon wobble phase pulls on the Earth's ocean and is very defined in a manner relatively in its relative to its gravity. Now, all of the Earth's oceans always bulge out towards the moon whenever it might be positioned at the time. The bulge is what we know as high tide, but then the moon wobbles. This tide is going to get pretty extreme. Low tides are lower and high tides are higher. Any other part of the ocean that isn't in the bulge will consider low tide. If and when flooding occurs in the next decade, it will be a major one after the last, which occurred 13,000 years ago and caused abrupt climate change. Well, moon wobble. Do we have moon wobble day to 2021? No. Nope. No moon wobble in 2021. We have our forecast for the 17th. Now, the first quarter moon occurs on Saturday on the 17th at 6:10 a.m. On Saturday morning, the first quarter moon occurs when the sun in Cancer forms a square with the moon in Libra. There's a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase. As we feel compelled to take action, shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those around us and those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground, and it may face its first obstacles. This phase of the moon occurs at 25 degrees and 4 minutes of Libra, square the sun at 25 degrees and 4 minutes of Cancer, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 23 to 27 degrees of cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Fuck. I hate when I'm involved. Sun is in Cancer, Mercury is in Gemini till the 11th, and when Mercury enters Cancer, Venus is in Leo, Mars is in Leo. Now, the Sun is in Cancer from June 21st to July 22nd. In this position, we are self-protective and insular under this influence. Our attention turns out to be our nest, our family, and home. And anything that makes us feel at home, safe and secure, nurturing and taking care of our loved ones and our pet projects come into focus. Emotions run deep and we are more susceptible to the ups and downs of the moon while the sun is in Cancer. Now, Mercury is in Gemini. from May 3rd to July 11th, which means that it is no longer in Gemini now. So when Mercury was in Gemini, we are especially communicative, curious, and sociable. Mercury feels right at home in Gemini, one of the signs that it rules. We tend to take more pleasure in gaining a superficial knowledge of many subjects rather than dig deep into any one topic. We are especially astute when it comes to arguing or making a point. We are attracted to wordplay, puns, and negotiations. We are easily distracted. Mercury is in Cancer. From July 11th to the 22nd, we move from the desire to quantity to the need for quality in terms of the information that we are attracted to. We think, speak, and take information on a deeper, more instinctive level now. We have less interest in what is universal and more interest in what affects us personally and what affects the people around us. Our thoughts are colored by our emotions, so it is more challenging to be objective. Venus is in Leo from June 27th to July 21st. Now, this will be love is magnified and grand. We take pride in love, and we are generous with our money as well. There's a warm-hearted, teasing, expressive, proud, and extravagant placement for Venus. Love is a bit out of a game that is perpetual, as Venus and Leo is forever stuck in the romance stage of a relationship. We feed on attention, acknowledgement, validation, and adoration. Venus is in Leo, loves to be adored and pampered and admired. Pride and passion are hallmarks of this cycle, and we have a strong ego investment in our love lives during this period. The negative expression of this placement is overstating our feelings simply for the effect, as well as extravagance. Mars is in Leo from June 11th to July 29th, and Leo, Mars is proud, self-confident, and grand. We are spirited, and we have grand goals. We go after what we want in a direct, self-assured manner. Desiring dramatic results, we prefer not to worry about details and take the least complicated route to our goals. The sex drive is strong and passion for life is high. Jupiter is in Aquarius from December 19, 2020 to May 13, 2021. Well, we're past that now. But we're coming back in July 28th to December 28th of 2021. Now, in this also, Jupiter is in Pisces from May 13th to July 28th, when it retreats into Aquarius. Jupiter returns to Pisces on December 28th, 2021. There will be another part, 2022. Now, Saturn transits Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st, and from December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023. So we're still going. Uranus is in Taurus, transits Taurus May 15, 2018 to November 6, 2018, and then from March 6, 2019 until 2025-26. We approach money and personal possessions in new ways and learn how to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sensuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. We're challenging what we previously valued during this cycle. There can be abrupt changes with money, valuables, possessions, and income that lead to reshuffling of priorities or values. Income might come from non-traditional sources or ventures. We're bringing progressive ideas to the world of business. New ways of doing business, as well as making, viewing, and handling money are likely. Income and the energy we put into making money can be variable. Now for your romance section, Venus is in Leo from the 27th of June to July 21st. Love is magnificent and grand. We take pride in love, and we are generous with our money as well. Remember, Venus and Leo loves to be adorned, pampered, and admired. So this week, Monday and Tuesday, Venus and Mars come together in the romantic, affectionate, creative sign of Leo, a powerful combination. It's a passionate, warm, expressive, and lively energy. We're motivated to make something special, connect, create, and mingle. We're willing to try something new and respond well to friendly competition on Wednesday and Thursday. However, later on Thursday to Saturday, it's not quite so straightforward to make decisions in love. And the highlights of this coming week, Venus and Leo, romance becomes an end in itself as a new cycle begins for you. It marks a time when love, creativity, and self-expression satisfy a deep yearning to be appreciated and admired, needed even. A flashy, flirty, stylish splash of color and warmth. Now, on July 8th, we had to deal with some issues of freedom versus intimacy, peculiar and impulsive attractions that were exciting but unlikely that lasted long. Treat them as passing fancies and enjoy them while they last, but try to hold off on making any big decisions with regards of love. And now the 12th and 13th was a passionate, warm, expressively lively, and sexy energy. They were able to take initiative to achieve harmony and sexual fulfillment. This influence brings satisfaction to the feelings, our creativity, and desire to make something beautiful stimulated now. More able to combine warmth with energy, social relations are impassioned and perhaps demanding or extreme. In some cases, the impulsive energy generates love at first sight scenarios or erotic interludes. Teamwork is more successful now, and some level of competition is present in our interactions, but it's likely of a pleasurable and gently, kindly challenge. Impulsive purchases are possible, so we'll look out. 14th and 15th, we embrace all that is new, unusual, out of the ordinary with regards to romantic involvement. We lose our fear of taking risks at this time. We are ready to experiment, but not necessarily ready to commit. Peculiar, sudden, nor avant-garde attractions. This is an exciting but unstable energy. Friendship and love relationships become more important at this time. Now, July 15th, Venus is paralleling Mars. Favors romantic and sexual relationships, intense passions. 15th and 16th, idealism and disappointments in love. Avoid becoming blinded by what you want to see rather than what really is. Doubts about love. On the 17th and 18th, a time of adjustments and reassessments in our close personal relationships or with regards to our social lives. Issues of power and control can arise. Unreasonable or irrational fears of loss or jealousy could also emerge. 17th and 18th, communications between lovers are superficial and unsatisfying and perhaps awkward. Superficiality and romantic expressions may now exist. We're going to take a break until this afternoon. I am getting a barrage of phone calls, so I will come back to this. This concludes the horoscope part and forecast. So you will find me back here at 11, I would say noon. We're going to go for noon. Lots of tea, everyone, on this. So I will be right back, and I'll see you guys at 9 o'clock. Wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, and that's the tea.